I've felt it occasionally, or rather many times, that people relate many things to the old age. They blame the old age for many happenings in their life, the routine life I mean. But the person whose age factor is a cause of problems, I mean who confronts problems due to the old age, is the person who never acknowledges that whatever problem he faces are due to the old age. He keeps on denying it, he never acknowledges it. Let me tell you what I've contemplated is that, whenever a person grows older in his life and reaches the age of 50 or 60 or 70, his organs might be weakened in the performance of his digestive system, and the functioning of his legs and knees and back and eyes and ears and mouth seems to be turning weak, and I feel that he loses strength. At this age, a man loses strength. Now in such state of the man, if someone talks to him, he starts off talking about the physical activities and the energy that he used to exert before. In his past, I mean. He says that now he has lost the energy and the strength. He does not understand that strength in 40s cannot be maintained in 70s. Changes occur in the physical strength of a person even after 2 or 3 years, and this is the natural process that he has to pass through. What I'm talking about is the natural process. Such a person should think that he has grown older and his bodily strength is not like before. If he understands it and bears in mind, he'll surely save himself from becoming a psycho, will not have tension. This is the judgment that I seem to make. Dear Amir al-Sunnah, would you like to say something in this regard? Would you like to give some Madani pearls to the sort of people I'm talking about at the moment? These people take tension and later on suffer from blood pressure. They catch the diabetes. Actually, they do not accept what the reality is. I'd like you to correct me if I'm wrong.
You are right. Whenever I look at the old people, no matter if they are of my age, there might be a difference of a couple of years and I feel pity on them. These are the people whom nobody cares about. Not only the strangers, but children also don't usually care about them. If the father grows older or if grandfather lives with them in the house, Allah knows what actually are the reasons for it. In my opinion, the reason is that if a person grows older, his words usually lose efficacy. If he says something which is even 100% correct, I don't know his words are yet deficient in efficacy. It is true. Whatever he says, his children don't give importance to it, and this is what usually happens. It is also possible that the elderly people prove to be talkative than others. Elderly people who are habitual of talking too much sometimes say something important also, but children won't pay attention to it and it will also lose its efficacy. So the community, what we should call, I mean the elderly community, should observe Qufle Madina first of all. Unless somebody seeks their suggestion, they should try to remain silent as much as possible and should not suggest, which is better as their suggestion belongs to 70 years old experiences. But now the era has been totally changed. Their suggestion, which is based on what they experienced 50 to 60 years ago, won't work. Well, besides all these points, an old person like us usually thinks that all the things are sold at high prices. So if children buy something and the elderly people come to know by chance about the price at which they buy it, they should not criticize them. Oh, so expensive. You bought so costly. But this attitude might hurt them and they may decide not to show to him in future. They will think that the father won't like it and will criticize. I think the elderly people should not interfere. They should avoid interference as much as possible and should smile more than talking. There are a few points that elderly people should bear in mind. They should not scold the children and should not suggest unnecessarily. They should not interfere in their matters and should keep on smiling. They should not speak other than the context, which they usually do. They speak but nobody listens to them. If we talk about people around them, elderly people keep talking but no one pays attention. This is how their words lose efficacy. If they bear these few points in mind, everybody will like them. Children will seek their suggestion. Elderly people should have patience. They are annoyed if someone calls them elderly. They should be called elderly or an aged person, or they can be called an aged or senior Islamic brother. These should be the titles. It is not good to say old Islamic brother. People should avoid calling them like this. I used the words my old community. I included myself. I didn't refer to particular person, and I hope that it would have not annoyed anybody. Even if this annoys people, I apologize to people that I haven't pointed to someone. I said old community in general, so they do mind it, and the elderly people are annoyed easily also. This is something that we can call the age factor. Whenever they are angry, they should try to remain silent or else it may cause annoyance. If someone speaks, that he should not. It may hurt other people and may lead to committing sins. I request young people especially that no matter if the elderly people make mistakes, in such a way that is against your mindset, you don't leave them alone in any case. It is also mentioned in the Holy Quran that children should not say even a word if parents have grown older. The Holy Quran orders children to behave politely and affectionately with parents. We ought to behave politely with elderly people. I have read a narration that if somebody respects elderly people, the Almighty Allah lets him meet such people who also respect him when he grows older in his life. I have read something like this. So we should behave affectionately with elderly people and we should not hurt them. We should accept and try to act upon what they say. Even if children have to neglect their own ideas and opinions, they should listen to. Parents, okay father, it's okay if you say. I take back my words and will do as you say. Obviously the father will pray for him a lot. No matter if you don't agree with him, but if it is allowed by Sharia, you should agree. Let him pray for you. This is my advice to all children, or rather to all Islamic brothers. Even if they don't know any elderly person who is a Muslim, they should try to obey and respect him. Inshallah, it will clean many types of immoralities from our society. Otherwise, old houses will increase in number, which is an evil. It is something by which I've really been hurt. What kind of children are they who admit their parents to the old house? What type of feelings, what kind of heart they have? May the Almighty Allah bestow upon us the respect and obedience to parents and all the elderly people. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
I was actually trying to say something regarding the elderly people whom you are talking about at present. The senior citizens we call them, they should accept naturally developed physical weakness. It is an age factor. They should give up comparing the past with the present. I mean to say, instead of making a comparison of the physical strength in the age of 40s up to 50, if they experience something in their daily life, they should try their best to develop a habit of saying to the people that it is an age factor. See, it's an age factor. They should accept it because it seems to me that it'll give them sort of mental composure. Actually, if they keep on making comparison of their past with the present, then it has been usually observed they get into more mental stress and illness. They begin to catch hypertension, so they go under mental illness. They start taking medicines and other problems also arise. What would you say about it?
I think every old person understands that it is an age factor. Everybody can feel that he has grown older a lot. A person himself knows that he used to leap before, but now he cannot walk even a bit. He climbs down and up the ladder. Panting like this, how can he say that? He is a young man. How elderly people can say it? It is possible that their mind is not agreed to accept the physical change. They might consider themselves as intellectually superior, expecting people to agree. They might consider themselves as 100% right. They are likely to make such mistakes.
The way you have said it and realized it is totally the same that I wanted with regard to the senior citizens. These wordings, these feelings, acceptance of the age factor, all the things that if senior citizens bear in their mind with regard to the age they are at, the age we are talking about at the moment, and instead of thinking that they have fallen ill or they have been suffering from some illness, when they sit down because of weakness, they feel themselves to be weak. You know what? Instead of thinking about the illness they have, if they bear the age factor in their mind, it will encourage them. The way you are explaining all this, if the number of those people also increase who explain it to senior citizens, I think it will bring about a great change. I think nobody makes them understand in this way, neither their children nor anybody else.
Nobody gives importance to the elderly people. It is true. People don't give importance. It is the fate of the elderly. We have a lot of elderly people. I think they are different from other elderly people in the society.
I hope so.
Their way of speaking might be different because of environment and comfort.